Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Welcome to UME, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Folks, I am catching up from being down for about a week and a half here. And it's not a sickness. It's just a detoxification process, apparently. It's not cold symptoms. It's not flu-like symptoms. I am just detoxifying, and I'll tell you what, it has been a, it has been a cross for me to bear, to say the least, because I'm not used to being down in any sense of the word, but I have been down for about 10 days now, so I just want to first and foremost thank you for all of your patience. Thank you to Tim Brown for picking me up and watching my six and making sure that the show goes on, regardless of whatever the case might be. Friends, we left Minneapolis last week, and we ended up getting here. We did an event on Thursday of last week. After we did that event on Thursday of last week, on Saturday we ended up doing an event in Centerville with Ted Nugent and crew. And then on Saturday we were supposed to do another event, and that one got canceled. That was the first one I ever canceled in 23 years of ministry, mind you. But you know what? Sometimes the Lord knows better than what we do. And the fact of the matter is, at the end of the day, we might not expect or understand as to what's going on. But he does, and he knows exactly what he's doing. And there is a praise report to go along with this. But for the sake of time today, I'm just going to give it to you as things transpire, because we still are out on the road. We're in Michigan even now. As a matter of fact, we were in Centerville, as I just said. We're going to be in 6 p.m. tonight at McCurdy Park Community Center. McCurdy Park Community Center, 457 Emma Drive, 457 Emma Drive in Corunna, Michigan. Tomorrow we're going to be at our friend Adam Heckela's place. Looking forward to meet with him and his leadership team. And then on Thursday we have another event. And we'll share that event as we get up to that point. I wanted to let you know that if you wanted to call in at any time, you can do that. That number is 1-866-582-9933. Again, 1-866-582-9933. Also wanted to let you know that if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show in where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head, to say the least. One of the things that I want to say too, friends, is being down for 10 days, it's not a bad thing to lose 25 pounds. And I believe I've lost about 25 pounds, and I couldn't have forced that. But I'll tell you what, I haven't been drinking pop for months, haven't been drinking a whole lot of coffee. And I've just been just doing what I need to do and adjusting myself to make sure I can remain out there on the road, because my life is found where I lose it. Jesus said that he who tries to save his life will lose it, but he who loses his life for my sake will find it. And he's exactly right on. never questioning the Son of God in any sense of the word, but it is true, friends. You find your life where you truly lose it. I got to tell you this. It's been a capitulant wine for some time now, and I came across some audio, and I want to play for you even now. And, friends, I got to tell you, there's very little in this life that humors me, but this just happens to humor me to no end. And I want to share it with you. Now, I want to tee this video up really quick, just to put a little humor in your day and in mine. And have you ever been around those people that are so influenced by what other people do that they begin to parrot them? And not purposely, they begin to parrot them regardless if they realize they're parroting them or not. Well, what am I talking about? Well, you got to check this out, friends, because this is absolutely second to none when it comes to humor. This is a wife whose husband gets around him and he makes a suggestive sound. And with that said, friends, I don't want to tell you too much about it. I want you to check it out, and I hope it humors you the way that it humored me. Now, check this out, friends.
I love your outfit. Great outfit. Hope you don't puke on it when I make this sound. Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Dad? Why are you doing this? I know.
You look beautiful, by the way. Lovely. I hope you don't throw up on your desk when I go like this.
You look great in your dress again, part two. We should get some.
Okay, I hope you don't throw up on your dress. Don't get mad.
Stop right
now.
Okay.
Laura.
I think you're going to
do this. Laura, what happens when I do this?
No. I'm done. Please, don't.
You just got to do what you got to do to make one of your days turn out better than what you wanted it to be. And in this particular case, folks, it's exactly what happened. And I got to tell you, folks, that is one thing that humors me, and there's very little that humors me in this life. We're going to come right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, "I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell." It was also the same William Booth who said, "If you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present." Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and click on the Spread the Word button where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back under Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to SonsOfLibertyRadio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, broadcasting live out of Michigan, even tonight. Got another event tonight. We got one tomorrow. We got one Thursday. And then we are sending ourselves back home for a minute. And then in October, we're going to be back out in Michigan. Next month, I believe we're going to be in South Dakota. So, folks, hopefully going to be able to keep rocking and rolling here and going forward, Luke 19:10. I also wanted to let you know, friends, if you want to call in at any time, you can do that. That number is 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. I just wanted to let you know that just so often, just when you think it couldn't get any worse concerning another expose on your said government and corruptions, which, by the way, should only give you all the more reason as to defy, to stand against, and to call for impeachment and prosecution on so many different levels, Article 2, Section 4, Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7. One of the things that I brought up last week, friends, was the very fact that Barack Hussein Obama and his criminal organization and his criminal administration, they were busted seeking out the skulls of babies, paying $515 per skull. Now, I'm not making this up. I'm about ready to show you something from Tom Fitton's organization, Judicial Watch. You're going to hear for yourself. And I also want to keep in mind, friends, each and every one of you, that the very ones that are telling you that they're looking out for your safety concerning these vaccinations, you all the well know it has nothing about to do with our safety or our concern. It's a genocide taking place. They're manipulating. This is medical tyranny on a global scale, and they all need to be held accountable, literally, friends, for crimes against humanity. So we see what's going on here. But going back, friends, this is also the same government that is telling you for your safety that has sanctioned the murder of over 60 million babies in the womb. And I just wanted to bring it to another level of degree in the sense of how wicked these people are, that you and some may be submitting themselves to on so many fronts. This is why they must be lawfully dealt with. They must be lawfully overthrown. They must be defied. And again, justice must prevail, friends. And that justice is going to come from us, we the people who are the law in this country. Now, without further ado, what I want to do is I want to go ahead and play this video for you. This is Tom Fitton being interviewed. And again, what it is, friends, is Barack Obama's criminal administration being busted. Oh, one more thing. Don't forget, Barack Hussein Obama, how he was mysteriously a senator for over 142 days. During that time, he voted over 212 times to make sure babies were murdered, and he voted twice to make sure that if the babies came out alive, that they would, in fact, be snuffed out. And that is the verbiage, friends, snuffed out. So without further ado, friends, I'm going to go ahead and play this audio video for you, and you go ahead and check it out, and you tell me how wicked and corrupt your said government is today, friends.
Tom Fitton, speaking of, a new damning document showing the Obama-era FDA purchased fetal body parts. It's One America's John Hines. As the president of Judicial Watch, can you comment on reports of records that you have received from the Obama administration, FDA, the Food and Drug Administration, of communications and contracts with a human fetal tissue provider that seems to show the FDA was buying, quote, intact calvarium baby skulls, 18 to 24 weeks, for $515 per skull. What do you make of this apparent sale of fetal body parts to the FDA?
Well, the article caused both moral and legal outrage on the part of United States citizens and taxpayers that their tax dollars are being used to purchase basically the dead bodies of unborn human beings. They divvy up their bodies, they sell their heads, they sell their livers, they sell other aspects of their body, and you see the price list. Another interesting bit of information you uncovered, also stating here, documents, quote, documents previously uncovered in this lawsuit, according to your press release, that the federal government demanded that purchased fetal organs be, quote, fresh, never frozen. What do you make of that?
Well, if you want to, I don't know how any normal person could read that and not be horrified. They wanted the organs shipped on dry ice. This is awful stuff, and it highlights humanity.
What's actually happening?
Yeah, and it highlights the, you know, these are organs. This isn't, oh, a clump of cells. These are organs. These are baby skulls up to 24 weeks gestation. So these are, there's no doubt that any normal person would call these a human being. And indeed, their organs are being sold, chopped up and sold. And you know, we have other documents that another lawsuit that...
Chopped up and sold, friends. Did you hear that? Tom Fitton, Judicial Watch, just told you of the human beings that are being aborted, as you're being led to believe that it is. It's not. It's child murder, crimes against humanity. He just said they're being delivered up on dry ice. The FDA, a list and a plethora of other administrations under Barack Obama, wanted the body parts delivered to them. They didn't want them frozen. They wanted them delivered up on ice. He said that there was a price list that goes along with this. And, folks, does this not bring it to another level of inhumanity? When I try to highlight the crimes of this said administration, what it is that they're responsible for, and it's not just Barack Hussein Obama's criminal administration. It's been every single administration since 1973. And the crimes are getting more horrific, and they're getting more horrific, and they're getting more horrific. Now, I got to be honest and say, Americans, when I highlight the crimes of these said administrations, I have to ask one question to everybody watching this show. Where does common sense come into play when the question is asked to you, proposed to you by God and by innocent babies in the womb, for you to stand up and not only to defend the babies, but to protect the babies from these said criminals? How do you legitimize this as the government, Americans? How is this in any sense of the word an administration or a government that you can legitimize any longer? When I think of the Declaration of Independence and when it tells us that when any form of government becomes destructive, that these ends, it is the right of the people to alter, or to abolish it and to institute new government. When does that happen? When does that click into the minds and the hearts of the American people where they say, that's enough. These are not the type of people that we can help. These are the type of people that must be lawfully removed. When does that come into play, Americans? Because that is so horrific, and that is so telling as not to how corrupt the government alone is, but how corrupt the American people are to sit back and allow a bunch of devils such as these to get away with the things that they're getting away with. Who does that reflect? Does that reflect just the corrupt, the criminals? Or does that reflect also, friends, does that also not reflect the American people that tolerate these corruptions? I can't answer that question. Though I can, I'm not going to. I'm going to leave that in your hands. I want to go to the next point, and I want you to think about this. I want you to think about the fact that I've done a lot of high school assembly programs in this country, a lot of them. I've done about 364 public high schools from coast to coast, including Alaska. If I was to go into a public school and begin to educate the way they want you to believe that your children are being educated in public schools today, I'm going to come back on the other side of this heartbreak. I'm going to play this mother's audio. I want you to think of the same government that I just highlighted concerning crimes against humanity, selling baby parts on the black market. Once again, they've been exposed a million times over now. Now I want to bring you over to the schools, and I want you to realize that if I was to highlight what this mother is highlighting as to what's going on in these schools created by bureaucrats, I want you to understand that before I left that building that day in a public school teaching them what this woman is about ready to tell you, I want you to understand that I would be thrown in jail. I would be charged for felony. I would be considered a pedophile. And there's no doubt in my mind I'd be thrown in jail before I could even blink twice. But somehow or another, the American people have sat down and have accepted this sort of primitive behavior in making their children a prey. And for the life of me, it bewilders me to no end. Now, folks, if you want to call in at any time, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. If you want to check us out on social media platforms, please do. Go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the right side of the page. Subscribe. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also go to beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. Top left side of the page on beforeitsnews.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
An autopsy on the body of a young woman found in Wyoming over the weekend will be conducted today. The FBI believes it's that of missing 22-year-old Gabby Petito. When we have more information, we'll pass it along. House and Senate leadership announced on Monday that they plan to attach a proposal to raise the debt ceiling through December 2022 to a short-term government funding bill. The bill must pass before the end of the month or Congress risks a shutdown. President Biden will use his first address before the UN General Assembly to lay out his vision for an era of intensive diplomacy with allies and vigorous competition with great powers. Biden will take to the lectern in New York on Tuesday. White House COVID-19 Response Coordinator Jeffrey Zients announced on Monday that the Biden administration will allow fully vaccinated travelers from around the world to enter the United States beginning in November. This is USA Radio News. Texas is asking the feds for help, Dan Araki explains.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott has asked President Biden for a federal emergency declaration along the southern border to provide assistance with the surge of migrants in the Del Rio area. But the governor says that the White House has ignored him before on the border. He tells Fox News that his state is seeing the results of the immigration policies that President Biden ran on in 2020.
You know, I have not yet heard from the president during this his entire presidency concerning the border. The Biden administration refuses to even pretend as though there's a crisis. And there is chaos down there, especially in the Del Rio sector. And so the Democrats made clear, let's go back 1 year ago, back when the Democrats were sharing a debate stage. And you had Joe Biden and Kamala Harris and Beto O'Rourke and others all talking about how they wanted to have open border policies in the United States. Americans probably had no idea it was going to lead to this level of chaos as you saw all those people streaming across the border.
USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Again, to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Now, I just want to keep the ball rolling here. And I'll let you know, again, that I've done a lot of high school assembly programs across the country. If I was to go into a public school and I was to indoctrinate, if I was to pervert, if I was to throw pornography in any sense of the word into any of their books, the way that the American people have allowed the said bureaucrats to do so today, that I would, without a question, I'd be charged. I'd be considered a felon. This is felonous activity as to what I'm to expose in just a moment here. But because it's a bureaucrat doing it, for some reason or another, the ignorant American people accept this somehow as being, well, I guess they can go ahead and do this as long as it's in health class. Absolutely not. It's a felony, and it's a crime in this country. And if I did what I'm about ready to show you as to what they're responsible for, I'd go to jail for a long, long time. How long can Americans stay stupid on purpose? I'm seriously curious to know. The video I'm about ready to show you is an angry mom as she reads anal sex passage. I'm sorry for the grotesqueness. I'm sorry for the expletives. But you know what? The fact of the matter is this is what they're teaching young people in elementary schools, in preschools, and in high schools in this country today. I also want you to know that, again, these school board members acting outside of their scope of authority, acting as if they're above the law, it gets to the point where they cut up the mother's hot mic so she can no longer expose what it is the school board is in fact advocating for. Okay? So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and play this for you. Again, if it's offensive to you, you know what? So what? The fact of the matter is, if it's so offensive to you, then why don't you stand up for the law? Stand up for these kids and prosecute the criminals that are advocating this sort of behavior, period. So I'm going to get to this real quick here, and I'm going to go ahead and play this. And, again, I want you to listen carefully, friends, as to what they're teaching kids in public schools today.
Put it in her coin box, put it in her cornhole, grab a hold of that braid, run up that calico. You can find that on page 39 in the Sons of Liberty Bible. Okay, so that's page 39 of the book called Out of Darkness, which you can find have the game in the back of my yard. But according to Wikipedia, cornhole is a specialist playing vulgarism for anus. The term came into the use in the 1910s and the United States as verb form. So cornhole, which came into usage in the 1930s, means to have anal sex. I do not want my children to learn about anal sex in middle school. I have never had anal sex. I don't want to have anal sex. I don't want my kids having anal sex. I want you to start focusing on education and not public health.
You're on. They cut off her mic. Now, friends, what I want you to notice, when you're listening again to these school board members act in such a fashion, what I want you to take notice of, friends, they are actually defending the actions of these bureaucrats that are illegally targeting in on your children, okay? They're illegally targeting in on your children. They are there defending them in their crimes against your children, okay? Notice the ad, the demigod attitude, that they believe that they're above the rest of us. They're above the parents. They have a right to go ahead and usurp the parental authority in zeroing in on their children and teaching them pornography. I for the life of me, cannot conceive this. I, for the life of me, do not understand this in any sense of the word, friends. I don't understand how anybody in this country dare calls them a Christian, calls themselves parents to children, to throw their children into a public school, a cesspool filled with criminal indoctrination. Friends, I want to go back and I want you to think about what you just seen, what you just heard. This woman is angry about what they're teaching her child in public school. She's not angry enough to actually consider, because she's too ignorant to know the difference, that it is a crime in this country. How she doesn't understand that that's a crime, again, bewilders me. But she passed it off as telling the school board members that they need to start doing their job. Oh, okay, so let me get this right. They have a free hand to go ahead and just take a shot at their children with pornography, with that of a crimes of a pedophile. We're just going to go ahead and blow all of that to the side and tell them to start doing their job. Hasn't this gone too far already? Hasn't this outraged the American parents to stand up and go after these school boards for their crimes against their children? But then again, I'm speaking to a country that's given a pass to their said government, who has illegally sanctioned the murder, dismemberment, and body part sales on the black market in the United States of America. And Americans somehow or another still haven't found that to be a crime against God and against children. We'll put that up against the Fifth Amendment of the Bill of Rights. Put that up against the Ten Commandments, namely number 6, thou shalt not kill. When does it become a crime, Americans? When does it become a crime, speaking of their sexual innuendo, teaching your children pornography, suggestive sexual behaviors? When does it become a crime, Americans? I was thinking about this morning, is usually what happens, friends, is I'll do a show, and the next day my mind is literally on, what's tomorrow's show about? What is relevant? What's pertinent? What do the American people need to hear? And I continuously struggle with this, because I keep going back to the Lord, and I say, Lord, no matter what I show these people, the crimes of these politicians, the NEA, the crimes of these school boards, the crimes of the federal government, state governments, governors, mayors, they've been highlighted so many times. Lord, no matter what I say or show them, they're still not going to listen, because they've been conditioned and they've been desensitized to just accept it, because they've been conditioned to believe that there's nothing they can do about it. And we know that that's not true. Lord, what if it gets to the point where the smoking gun has been caught in hand? How many times have these politicians been busted? How many times has Planned Parenthood been busted? How many times have politicians have been busted concerning crimes against children? We all know where this comes from, but why is it that the American people sit back and allow it? Because therein lies the problem right there. Lord, how many times do I need to continuously highlight their crimes against you and man before they repent? Because we all know that the fruit of repentance, friends, is in fact as to how do you deal with the guilty. That is the fruit of repentance. If you're repentant before God for your sins, folks, guess what? You're not going to tolerate. You're going to go out and fruits of repentance is going to go out there and deal with the bad guys. 2 Corinthians 7:10-11. And without it, there is no fruits of repentance. So don't sit there and tell me, Americans, how much you've repented, how you're heaven bound, when in fact you never repented a day in your life. Because if you did, you would be just as busy as the rest of us. Though we are small in number, we are mighty in Christ. It's interesting to me how many people talk about how they're going to heaven, friends, but yet they never repented. Guess what, folks? That doesn't jive with Scripture. That does not jive with Scripture in any sense of the word. Wanted to show you as to what's going on. Dave Mustaine, rocker guitar player who calls himself a Christian. Now, God forbid how he does that. I have no idea, but he does. Everybody thinks that they call themselves Christians. They're all going to heaven bound. When nothing could be further from the truth, put that up against Galatians 5:13. And don't sit there and tell me, Bradley, who are you to judge? I'm a fruit inspector, and I'm not judging, but I am giving you the judge's word. And instead of going on the offensive against the Spirit of God, you should probably get on the other side and teach the same thing, because the Bible teaches us in 2 Corinthians 13:4-5 that you're to examine yourself to see whether you be in the faith or not, lest you be reprobate. Okay? And what I'm trying to tell you, friends, right now, there's a lot of people out there professing to be Christians, and they think they're doing a good deed. One of the facts of the matter is if you sit there and see what it is that they sell and promote, you can see that they're clearly a part of the problem. Okay, so aside of all that, Megadeth's Dave Mustaine is now calling for massive civil disobedience against COVID tyranny. You heard me right. Good for him. Good for Megadeth, Dave Mustaine. Good for telling his fans to rise up against tyranny. A good thing for Megadeth, Dave Mustaine, railing against COVID tyranny and calling for mass civil disobedience. I've said this 15 times, friends, and I'll say it again. How is it that the world is up in arms and defiant towards their prospective governments in the millions per country, and yet Americans are still just going along like everything's normal. Going along like Treasonous Joe is the legitimate president. Going along as we sit there and we watch the wicked walk on every side, and then we have the audacity to sit back and ask ourselves why that is the case. Psalm 12:8. It's massive hypocrisy. And don't you think for one moment, Americans, God is not going to judge this nation harshly. He is. He is on so many different levels. And I praise God for him doing so. I also wanted to show you, friends, in considering the disgraceful conduct of what the American people are tolerating through a treasonous Joe, Article 3, Section 4, Luke 22:48. What about his little sidekick? His little sidekick, Kamala Harris. She goes and she does a coin toss recently, friends. And people are trying to ask, namely Breitbart reported and asked the question, where did that mysteriously loud cheer erupt from concerning the tiny crowd after Kamala Harris coin tossed?
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. 24/7 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Kathy from Minnesota. I thank God for the Sons of Liberty Radio Ministry. In a time where truth is hard to come by, I am confident that I can count on Bradley Dean. Bradley is not afraid to say the things that need to be said that others are shy away from. Thank you for graciously setting a biblical example for others to follow.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets. Stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Welcome back to the end of the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Got a couple things I want to cover here, but before we do that, we're going to take Tom from Baltimore. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Bradley, it's been a while. How have you been, my brother?
I'm doing good. Thank you, sir.
How are Stephanie and the boys? I hope they're doing well.
I do, too. I think we're all doing good. Thank you.
Excellent. I just wanted to tell you real quick and let you get to what you were going to say, that I very much appreciate what you do and preach on, brother. You're doing a great job. God bless you.
Thank you. Amen. Thank you, Tom. I appreciate that. Folks, if you want to call in anytime, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. I wanted to highlight this for you really quick because it was actually Breitbart that just highlighted this yesterday. I was going to cover it yesterday. I didn't make it to the show during that time for particular reasons that I've highlighted. But what's interesting is there's a video. I'm not going to play the video. I don't have time to cover it. Let me suffice through narration. But Breitbart reported a mysteriously loud cheer erupted from tiny crowd after Kamala Harris coin toss. Okay? They're trying to figure out where that loud eruption came from. Folks, if there's one tactic, just one tactic, friends, that you need to learn, it is this. Your enemy is getting away with what they're getting away with because there's a lot of people out there that you think you've been desensitized, you've been lied to believe that there's a lot more of them than there really is. When I bring up the tactic of Saul Alinsky, and when he said to cause the enemy, both me and you, to believe there's a lot more of them, the bad guys, than there are the good guys, that's the tactic. And when you, the American people, believe their deceptive lies, they win, and only them. Well, why am I bringing that up? Well, Breitbart reported mysteriously loud cheer erupts from tiny crowd after Kamala Harris coin toss. Now, keep in mind when both Treasonous Joe, Disgraceful Joe, were on the road, and Kamala Harris were on the road, I played the video and the audio several times, and it wasn't just one incident. But I showed you that they did not have the support of the American people. And by the way, so did some of their useful idiots. In particular, in Arizona, one of the useful idiots stood up on live television and she said, I cannot find one sign of support for Kamala Harris or Joe Biden. She said, I see not one person in show of support for either one of these candidates. No support. But the mainstream media comes into play, tells you 80 million people showed up to vote him in. You sit back and act like what they just told you was the truth. You deserve what you've got coming, Americans. This is a prime example of another case. A prime example. There's nobody there in support of Kamala Harris. Oh, and by the way, after the presidential inauguration, do you remember when Kamala Harris went back to her welcoming crew in Los Angeles? Do you remember how many people showed up, friends? Two people. Two people showed up. But yet they're the American people to just go ahead and let them run their deceptive narrative. And you wonder why they win. They win because you forfeit your God-given rights. Folks, there wasn't there in show of support anybody for Kamala Harris. But because she is the said vice president, which she is not legitimate. She is a whore, okay? She's a sellout. She's another Judas. And there's no truth in these people, John 8:44. They wanted to put through the microphones that there were people there to legitimize Kamala Harris being there. And Breitbart wants to know where that loud cheer came from because, folks, there wasn't a lot of people at the event. There wasn't enough people at the event to make that sort of sound that they wanted you to believe was there. If you're on social media platforms, go ahead and look. There's nobody there. Look at the crowd. There's nobody there. The only people that are there in support of her are the little circus friends of media to legitimize the illegitimate. There's nobody there. Do you understand? Nobody there. Americans, quit acting like they're telling you the truth today because they're not. Guess what, friends? Say it with me. There was nobody there. They don't have the support. Come on, let's say it together. They don't have the support. So quit acting like they have the support. Quit giving way to the corrupt narrative. Quit giving your children over to these people. Because things are going to get worse, not better, on so many different fronts. Hey, Americans, I remember some time back, it was a matter of fact, it was last year, I was having lunch outside with my family on a lake in Minnesota. And I remember that they had a Minnesota Viking game going on. And I couldn't not see it because they have it projected right in front of your face, no matter where you're at, even when you're in the furthest corner. And one thing I noticed right away is the crowd size. They were projecting the crowd size to the television watchers and the radio listeners, that it was full capacity. I believe the Viking Stadium holds 70,000 people. They kept projectiling the sound of 75 to 80,000 people concerning those that were sitting inside of that stadium. Guess what? There wasn't one person in the stands, not a one. You know what they were? They had the seats filled up with dummies all throughout, basically behind the end zone. But they wanted you to believe that that stadium was filled. Hey, friends, guess what? There wasn't nobody there. Do you understand that this is how dictators survive? Off of their deceptions? I hope you do understand that they survive off the ignorance of the people that actually believe their lies. And at this point in our history, friends, I say shame on those that still haven't caught on to how this is being played. You know, when it tells us in Proverbs 28 that the wicked flee when none pursue, that's exactly right. It's a sign of perfect judgment upon a people that refuse to know and respond to the truth. I wanted to highlight one more thing before the end of the show. I just did an article on this morning. This sellout hireling, John 10:12, Pastor Robert Jeffress, who doesn't submit to Jesus Christ in any sense of the word. He's a traitor to his people. He is subservient to politicians, and we've seen him sell out the American people time and time again in such a fashion. They just reported this morning that Pastor Robert Jeffress, he said there is no credible religious argument against the vaccine. That's what he said. In contrast, let me show you this before the end of the show, just to show you that what you see as the hierarchy in the church today in America is an absolute reproach in the sight of God. The Bible said that which is highly esteemed among men is an abomination in the sight of God. I don't know that Pastor Jeffress is considered to be or to be elevated to a high level with anybody. But it's amazing to me how politicians put him up and the mainstream media attempts to legitimize his crimes against heaven and man. So this is what I want you to see. According to Health Impact News, COVID-19 vaccine adverse drug reactions, brand new report, 24,526 people are dead. 2,317,495 injuries through September 11, 2021. But what did Jeffress say? There's no credible religious argument against the vaccine. Yeah, there is. We don't have to. Did you hear what I said? There's no law the government has that they can enforce against the American people in telling them they better take the vaccination. These are the type of people like Pastor Jeffress. And by the way, if you know him, I'd love to have him on the radio. I'd love him to take him to task, friends. Fact of the matter is, he's a sellout. He is corrupt. He bows his knee to the dictates of politicians. And there is a whole plethora of these hirelings that are tolerated in the sight of the American people as to somehow or another being leaders in the Church of Jesus Christ. These are, in fact, the greatest folks, advocates to abortion, to vaccination, which God denounces, Muslim infiltration, homosexuality. And
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.